This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
You're listening to Total Information. I am. I'm Megan Lynch. Have you ever been to Clementine's Naughty and Nice Creamery? That's the ice cream shop that has some boozy blends in their freezer alongside ice cream flavors like gooey butter cake and salted cracker caramel. Founder Tamara Keefe has been selected as Small Business Person of the Year for Missouri. She'll fly to D.C. on May 5th to accept the award from the U.S. Small Business Administration.
What do you think in your story led them to choose you for this?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I think Clementine's, you know, I started it in my kitchen 10 years ago. So if you think about someone who started a small business in the state and someone who's worked hard and grown it and expanded and leveraged the SBA and really kind of followed the American dream, I guess I'm kind of the epitome of that. I'm not sure.
I always see you doing new things. How important is it as a small business to be constantly innovating?
Well, I think you have to innovate and be constantly paying attention to what's happening in the media and pop culture. I think it's crucial for the survival of any small business to keep growing and evolving and changing and staying up with the times. You can't ever rest on your laurels.
Are you worried that this is going to be a challenging time for small businesses, maybe over the next 6 months to a year?
I definitely think with the state of the economy and how it is and all of the uncertainty that we're facing in the nation, absolutely. I think being a small business is a scary place to be right now, especially when you depend on your business, you depend on the support of people to come out and patronize your business. And we just want it to be able to continue so that people can come out and support us.
How do you manage that kind of uncertainty as a small business? Maybe what are some of the steps that you take to try to mitigate that as much as possible?
Well, first of all, you have to invest in your team and your staff, right? First and foremost, because without them, we don't really have a business. So taking care of your staff is number one. Number two is definitely paying attention to your finances and your cash flow, making sure that you have money to sustain you if you do happen to go into some rocky or rough times. And three, it's making sure that you maintain the high quality product. And in our case, it's the best ice cream in the country, right? But you got to make sure that your product doesn't change because people have come to depend on you. And that's what makes us, or that's what makes you different in your business, is finding that one true thing and do that one thing better than anyone else and stay focused.
What's on the horizon for Clementine's?
Well, we're growing. We're getting ready to head into Kansas City as a new market. We're going into Bentonville in Northwest Arkansas as well. And as Clementine's is growing, we're going to start franchising as well. So that's all very exciting news for us.
How do you know the pace that you need to grow at as a small business? You know, grow enough, but not too much.
I think you just have to be intentional about your growth. If you're smart and intentional about your growth and you have a good plan and you have the right team in place, I think you can grow consistently I think if you look at our past, we didn't grow super quick, right? It took us 10 years to get to 8 parlors, and this year we're going to add 4 more, and next year we're adding 4 more. So I think it's about slowly building and building your base and building a solid business. And then when you're ready and you have the systems and structures and people in place to grow, then that's when you grow.
That is Tamara Keefe, founder of Clementines, here on 104.1 FM.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.